Welcome to the Councilcast. This is episode 153, being recorded on January 19th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Nope, I missed it.
This isn't some special inauguration episode.
You need to say it, come on.
Oh, it's random shit.
With little background and next to no expertise.
That was weak.
All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever, except for Logan's constitution, apparently.
Did you say Comcast?
Canada. Yes, absolutely. Except for Logan's Comcast. Etution.
Comcast. Etution.
At least it's not Frontier. Am I right?
Oh! Ouch.
You're right.
Well, you know what you're not right about is Virgin Orbit is now apparently gone to orbit.
Yes!
So another company who is part of this reusable rocket plan, Virgin Orbit is culminated their vast efforts into launching a rocket into space from an airplane.
Is this the Richard Branson one?
It is. Yes. You know, all the cool rich guys do it.
So, like, they really don't have a reusable rocket, though. They've got a reusable plane, which is just a 747.
Yeah, which is kind of just reusable on its own.
Yeah, so...
It's kind of like a reusable first stage, if you want to call it that. I mean...
It's like a reusable half stage.
But yeah, apparently the whole idea here is that they've converted a 747 to carry this rocket up into, I don't even know what altitudes they go to. But at that point in time, they will drop this rocket with whatever payload they have on it, and it will shoot off into space instead of launching from the ground. Huh. So it brings a few benefits. One of them is obviously you don't have to use a rocket to get you up to, oh, here it says 30,000 feet. You don't have to use a rocket to get yourself to 30,000 feet. You're already there.
But is that actually a benefit? Like, I don't...
Well,
I mean,
so
it must be.
The
most
bigger...
of the energy is used to get you off the ground.
Yeah. Yep. So oh, there really? Is... Yeah, a lot of... Most of the energy is to get through the lower atmosphere. So if you can get above that... it saves, certainly
yeah, but Dave said
of
off the
fuel.
Ground, not the lower atmosphere.
Fair
well,
enough.
Well, isn't the ground at the lowest atmosphere?
God damn, Brian.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. It is.
You know, the other benefit, though, that they have is not just the amount of rocket fuel that it takes to get to space, but with launching from a plane, they can essentially launch into any orbit at any point in time. Whereas depending on where you launch from on the ground, you might be restricted to what types of orbits you can launch into.
At any point in time?
Yeah, at any point in time.
Even in the past?
Sure.
Yeah, it's temporal orbit.
Yep.
Especially in the past. That's why you use a 747.
Yes.
So Virgin Orbit just Virgin. Popped their orbit cherry. That's an okay thing to text, to tweet?
Sure, why not?
Tweeted.
Another really cool thing about this is that you're not limited to specific launch sites. Like basically,
you are,
any
you
any
are limited
airport
to
that
747.
Can support the 747, you could launch from. So the UK currently doesn't have a facility to launch rockets from. Virgin could... take their plane to the UK and launch a satellite from the UK if they wanted to.
Hmm. Well, technically it's taking off from there, but launching from
yeah, well,
the
747
still.
Makes me think of like these video games, you know, where you can fly different planes. It'd be kind of interesting to see, you know, which plane do you have to buy to use to launch the rocket, and you see the rocket sitting on top of like a little Cessna going, nope, you're gonna have to give us more money. It's not even
I love
get
this
off the ground.
So basically what you're describing is Euro Trucker if they had a plane facet of that game. So it's like you buy enough trucks and you can buy and you can buy a space shuttle.
Yeah, I mean, that company that makes all those Euro whatever, like, farm all simulator games is really going to have to pivot if they want their Virgin Simulator to be...
they already have one of those.
Pivot.
To be in
all of their other sim games.
Yeah, it is all of them already. Euro Truck Simulator.
I was thinking about just Flight Simulator. You know, the landing, the airplane games, those games where I crash every... 9 out of 10 times. I was just thinking that would be kind of an interesting thing.
You know, the one interesting thing that I did find about this whole article is, you know, they talk about some of the challenges that they had overcome with this rocket launch type of system, where because you can't necessarily have the rocket fire while it's still attached to the plane, they actually have to drop the rocket and then wait, would they say, about 5 seconds before the engine ignites on the rocket. So one of the challenges they had to overcome was when you're doing that, if you're launching from the ground, you know, one of the things is that you'll notice they'll fire up the engines. There's a quick pre-flight check before they actually let the rocket launch. And so it makes sure that everything's good before they actually, you know, take off into the air. In the case of this, though, if for some reason something doesn't go right, they can't necessarily catch the rocket again.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Their first attempt at this, it just crashed into the Pacific, didn't it?
I don't know.
I think this is their second attempt at launching.
Is it? That could be. But yeah, well, you only get one try pods. This time. You only have one try.
The escape pods make it really handy, though.
Escape pods. Yeah, that's great.
You know, so I think this is a pretty cool idea. I give it a thumbs up. You know, Virgin doing some more stuff, popping some cherries. Why not?
I am giving that a thumbs up for sure. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's cool. Thumbs up for launching stuff off of 747.
Cool other option.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether this is space or not.
It gets there eventually. Science.
The 747 gets it close to space. The rocket takes it the rest of the way.
So just one thumbs up.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who didn't have quite a successful rocket launch this last week was NASA, our favorite big rocket people. Apparently decided to test their. SLS rocket for the first time and test the rocket core stage, and apparently it did not go so well. And they have now failed their big test. So it's only taken them about what feels like 50 years to get to this point. I think this program's what now in its 10th year.
What the heck? I'm going to say right now, unless I hear something different, thumbs down. Come on, NASA, this is what you do.
Well, so they had an update today. About the actual
kind of like our government.
Did it start with "Oh, geez, guys,
we're so sorry"?
No, the actual test. They said that the engines performed perfectly. There's no damage. There's nothing wrong with the system.
Other than the explosion at the end, everything was fine.
For the whole 67.2 seconds that it actually fired, everything went just fine. But it during the gimbal test. The engine did exceed a limit that had been established by NASA. And so as they were programmed to do, they cut off. And the project lead said that these tests were set for ground launch parameters and that they were relatively conservative. And so they were still performing within normal parameters, but because the test was... had more conservative settings, it tripped and they cut the engine test early. So they're saying everything is fine and that they're good to go.
Classic.
Well, I guess that's maybe some good news for them, but yeah, it's kind of a disappointment for them to get this far along and out of an 8-minute, what was supposed to have been an 8-minute test, only end up with just over 1 minute of data that they could collect.
Yeah.
I just tweeted at NASA, we're sorry for your loss, our deepest condolences. with a gif of the Fifth Element chick saying "bada boom," big
nothing big blew bada-boom. Up.
Big bada boom.
Nothing exploded.
That's what the picture look makes it look like it did. So that's all I got from this article.
You know, I will add in here. So one of the, if you read the rest of the article, one of the things that they talk about is one of the challenges with this overall program. SLS has, I would say, a not great history so far. Like I said, I mean, they actually started this in 2010, so this has been 10 years in the making. They still don't have a working rocket. They were on track to supposedly fly.
How will we dominate outer space and with our space force if we don't have? Because this article says Congress created the SLS rocket.
Yeah,
and that seems to be possibly part of the problem.
Probably because they've now spent $17.5 billion developing it.
They're going to use Mitch McConnell's turtle shell as the heat shield for reentry.
Oh my god.
I think you could build a much more effective failure for less than $17.5 billion.
I think they should have just given the council cast the money, and we can do much less with that money than the
theory we have. We'd be happier, that's for sure.
Well, I got to say, I'm curious what I found an article from NASA that is a challenge that I'm going to put out on our thing. It's about getting ice out of the dirt on the moon. So it's a challenge that we could all work on. And I'm just a little concerned about even wanting to put the challenge out there based on NASA's track record right now. They just don't look like they're doing doesn't seem good.
They're not doing so great.
I think
right
now. I think their next mission will likely be just like a chimp and a dog trained to play catch. Like they'll just send them out there to be cute.
On Earth.
No, they'll just
I'm going to say thumbs down for NASA screwing this up, because this is what they do. This would be like NASCAR making a right turn. It's just not a good thing.
What?
I've got to say it's taken them a long time to get to this point. I give them a thumbs down for not being better prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who funds them again?
Congress.
You do.
Oh, well, Congress. Then, yes, a big thumbs down. Stop wasting my money. Pull your heads out of your asses and get it together, NASA.
Yes.
Why didn't I know that one?
Well, the NASA's not making the rocket. That's being
I'm assuming it's ULA.
Yeah, it's by the ULA, which is what Boeing and Lockheed and Northrop Grumman or whatever.
Yeah, but
well, that
NASA
makes sense.
NASA picked Northrop contractors.
I don't know. I want to talk more about what Dave thinks Northrop's name is. Norman Rothweck.
Yes.
I don't know. It wasn't that long ago.
Norman Rockwell Painter.
It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about SpaceX and some of their failed attempts. So maybe this will get better.
Yeah, but SpaceX started after the SLS was initiated.
What's your point, Dave?
Jesus. I don't fucking know, Brian.
Dave's drunk this episode.
There it is.
Hey, you know what? I think two things. One, they tried. Two, I'm still not sure.
Good participation trophies, boys.
I'm
good
still
work.
Not sure what exactly happened here. Because
Dave, were you just trying to sync your
like
audio a lot?
No.
Well, what happened was they screwed up their test.
Yeah, it still looks like something blew
NASA,
up.
The
NASA had a false positive?
Yes, false positive.
That is exactly what happened.
They screwed up their test.
Okay. Well, I give it a thumbs up for them knowing to admit when they were wrong, I guess.
There you go.
Thumbs up for not doing it again, whatever it is that they did.
Just don't do it again. How about that?
Thumbs up for space.
It's Lockheed and Boeing.
Yeah. These people didn't even leave the ground. They get thumbs up for space. The last article didn't get thumbs up for
space and security. I don't have no idea who that is. Oh, no, Boeing Defense, Space, and Security is the division.
Hey, yeah.
Good science round, everyone.
Well, you know, if you wanted to get something from point A to point A to point B a little bit faster, a little bit better, you might want to use living packets instead of cardboard boxes.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, so a company called Living Packets is apparently looking to replace your traditional cardboard box for shipping has a reusable and sustainable replacement called, wait for it, the Box.
Oh.
What?
He's been encased in carbonite. He must be.
The company apparently they've made some boxes using expanded polypropylene, and uses an e-ink display on the front of it for the shipping label. What?
Not just any. Box. I don't like propylene, and I don't like glycol ether.
God damn it.
I don't remember which company it was. I don't know which one of the main delivery companies it was, but I'm watching a delivery show up at work, and the boxes are flying to the front of the truck inside. So you can see a box like coming up where they drive. Box is just flying up, and then the guy comes up, grabs them, and carefully brings them in and sets them down inside.
Very
carefully.
I mean,
if these things can help us deal with some of that shenanigans, I think.
Yeah. How durable are these? Like, they've got an e-ink display. How much damage can that thing sustain before it cracks?
Because yeah, I don't.
One trip, and then you must throw it away.
Because some of these boxes that I've gotten.
It says it can last up to 1,000 trips before it needs to be repaired or recycled.
Yes, but that's
somebody physically tripping on it, or like transportation in a truck.
What if it gets banged against the wall or the post, or like gets gouged with a staple gun or something?
You know, I think it's going to be more durable than you think it is, because I mean, it's plastic, so it's more durable than cardboard. I mean, I've shipped a lot of stuff, a lot of heavy stuff in cardboard, and it doesn't turn out well.
Yeah, but the nice thing about cardboard is that you can like bend it to shape. Like, how customizable can you get these boxes?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. It doesn't really show us. It looks like they only really have one version right now.
Like, if I'm making a product and I want to put it into a cardboard box, I can send the specifications off to box manufacturer and get a box easily, cheaply made that will be the perfect size that I need.
Oh, yeah. These certainly are not cheaper than cardboard to make. That's for sure.
I mean,
these are deceptive. The picture is deceptive because I think these are big enough to put a couch in.
They say that the box is 495 by 360 by 180 millimeters.
Oh, millimeters. No, not a couch.
That's a small box.
It's a pretty small box. Yeah. Internal capacity of 32 liters.
I don't have this open, so I need to visualize what you guys are saying here.
It's a box, man.
Cardboard boxes are old school.
It's a plastic box.
So the biggest thing is, I guess, this company has not only just come up with this new box idea, but they are actually partnering with a store to ship packages out with. So because it's a French store, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Boulanger... who is a major electronics retailer in France.
These look neat.
Is apparently going to use these.
That's what they were going for.
Out. The thing I don't get is, how are they going to get people to return this?
Yeah.
Unless... I like the e-ink thing on the front. That's cool. Deposit?
Maybe?
Yeah, like glass bottles and aluminum cans.
Or not a deposit. Like, if you return it back, we subtract, I don't know, however much one of these costs off your order.
What's that store that makes you pay for the cart?
Aldi.
Ugh, yeah.
That just irritates
you
me.
Hey, you get your quarter back.
Is it because you have no money?
You don't get your quarter back. I buy a cart for a quarter. I take that cart home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Apparently, not only this, but they do have these are the second generation models. They have integrated cameras. So apparently, if you got your package stolen, you could probably find it back. But it also has internal temperature and pressure sensors. to basically check and see how shook up the box got. Wowing.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
But it sounds like we're talking about some pretty special stuff to put in these small boxes.
Yeah, I mean, unsurprisingly, the top comment on this article on Engadget is echoing exactly what you have said. Well, rather, you are echoing it since it happened 6 days ago. But they're like, number one problem is retrieval of the boxes, which it looks like is from the article itself, considering they give it a little caret next to it, which probably means it's quoted, but hell if I read the article, so I don't know. Yeah, hell if I know. Like,
the way if it folds bothers me.
To collapse for storage.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's not pleasing, and the colors are off-putting. I would like this better if Apple designed it.
So you want it to be pure white, yeah, so that it shows all the dirt that it's been through and all the dust.
They would come up with a self-cleaning mechanism that it shows up white to your door.
That's what she said.
Or it would be space gray.
You know what? I think the way to get them back, I can't believe they didn't think about this, is that why don't they prepay for the return label if this is an e-ink display? You get your box in the mail.
No, that's a very good idea.
And then because it still requires somebody to do something with it. Like anything that requires the customer to do anything.
Once you open the box, it automatically refreshes the packing label to the return label, and you just take your shit out and throw the box on your front step, and the carrier comes by and picks it up the next day.
But no, like the USPS person isn't just gonna, or UPS isn't just gonna take whatever off my stoop.
Maybe they should.
I'll take just the shit off your stoop.
They will if they have you on a pickup set. If maybe it notifies UPS to come and pick them back up, they'll come and pick them up.
The box is very big. Maybe it can be like a drone delivery.
I mean, I guess
if you and it's durable, so you could drop it from any height you want to.
That's exactly what the article said. Be dropped from any height.
What would I mean? This just means I need to like make little holders, like little folder things that you can screw to the side of your house, and you can put these in so that like UPS or FedEx can come by and just grab them.
There's
out of
your Elon Musk pitch.
Hey,
no,
man,
it's my idea. Why would I want Elon to get richer off of it? That's dumb.
No, he Eric says that if they mix single one of our ideas, I wouldn't worry about it.
This is awful. We might get banned on YouTube for reading this. He said if they could mix dead people's ashes into the plastic, then you could sell it as a way to travel the world after you die.
Yeah.
Is it like, what's that?
I think that is a unanimous thumbs down from the council cast, Eric.
If your dream is to travel the world delivering people's sex toys,
I say there just isn't very many uses for this. In the box would probably be very expensive.
It seems like a good corporate investment, though. If it's not a consumer product, it's a business product.
Oh, right? This commenter claimed that Amazon tried it.
Oh, I'm sure they did in a select place
one shipment ever.
Yeah, that was stupid. We're never doing that again. But if Jeff Bezos
shipped something to himself.
Especially, think about companies that are sending pieces to themselves at different branches.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, like if you're doing frequent mail between like branches and stuff, that could be a little niche for it so that you don't have to have bunch of cardboard every time. You just like open this sucker up, put your laptop in there that's got its own little special laptop like holder within the thing, and it holds it like static in there, and then I'd buy that more.
Yeah,
like, movie like, industries,
not, I wouldn't
think,
buy the item, I buy the idea more. Yeah,
like, I think movie I like industry that. Would be a prime option for this, and like the video entertainment industry, because people are often trying to send huge terabytes of information in flash drives or whatever, and you know, SSDs.
Yeah,
they're
already shipping that shit in those, what are those boxes called?
Pelican.
Like the super hard shell Pelican cases, yeah.
So this would be an option to not have to buy a Pelican case. You could buy the much more sophisticated, much more expensive option.
I don't know. Pelican cases aren't cheap.
No, but I doubt that they're more expensive. The size of Pelican case that you need.
I like the no hassle of just having a screen on there and you're like label and it's like and then it just goes.
Yeah, I like this idea. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I like this. I could get behind it.
I'm still giving it a thumbs down.
Yeah,
I'm giving it a thumbs up. But I'm also going to give it one thumbs down because Apple didn't design it. So.
No.
I still think they should just do it like mattresses.
Go on.
So newer mattresses you can purchase, like if you've got your old one. And then you just hit the QR code on your phone, like beep, on the box once you've opened it. And then within 2 business days, there's somebody knocking at your door to pick up the old mattress.
Oh, I was thinking that you were going to talk about how mattresses are foam and they're all squished down into little tubes. And I was thinking that is exactly what we should do with packages. We should take the items and squish them down into a tube. And then you can just pull them out of the tube and watch them go back to life.
That's all things work.
That I would vote yes for.
I think I've told this story before, but we ordered 2 twin XL mattresses to go on our bases to make a king size bed, right?
Yep.
But we ordered 2 twin XLs because we have adjustable bases, adjustable independently of one another. And the 2 mattresses that showed up were 2 full mattresses. And I was like, well, this is wider than I ordered, first of all. And I already opened them. Because I didn't notice until I had them open. What do you want me to do with them? And they're like, we'll send you the mattresses you ordered. And I was like, well, what about these? And they're like, well, you can't send them back. So enjoy your 4 mattresses.
Oh my gosh.
I just had 1,600 worth of mattress for free.
I got it back in the tube. It's not in one piece anymore, but I got it back in the tube.
Wait, you put... Oh, yeah, I cut it apart and it fits. You guys want it back? You could chop it up and put it in those pillows.
Some of it I had to cut up. I squished it in there. There you go.
Jesus. Yeah, we gave one away and we kept one for guest room.
That's pretty weird, but... Not as weird as a satellite that lets you take actual pictures from space. Am
That's
I right, Blaine?
That's old news.
That works.
Really?
Yeah, Canon, cool. Your favorite camera company, has apparently made a website that you can now take pictures of the Second Earth favorite. From a real satellite.
Wait, this is different. So I could go stand outside on my smartphone and take a picture of myself waving at it?
No.
Sure.
No, you cannot.
Yep.
Absolutely.
What do you mean, no?
Then read the fucking article.
I don't want to. Tell me why.
Because they are just pictures that they've already taken, and these are like, hey, this is what would happen if you would take a picture with a Canon Mark III, 5D Mark III Mark with a 40 centimeter telescope lens, and this is what it would look like only in these specific spots like New York, Dubai, and the Bahamas.
But what if I stood in New York?
No,
spoiler
these are
alert.
Old
Thanks, Dave. I haven't read the article yet. Well, I'm not going to do it now.
Because I thought it was fucking hey, can I actually reserve time bullshit. To
actually,
take
the
pictures?
Article's not very long.
No.
Casey is going to be
the
pissed.
Article's not very long.
The satellite is no longer functional anymore.
Yeah.
Did the batteries die on it? Or
I really like this idea, and that's why I put batteries. It in here. But the actual... What they did is actually just really dumb. But
this is bullshit. I'm thumbs down. Close the article.
So what they want to do is create a business model where they have a whole bunch of micro satellites up there that people can actually rent to take pictures of. And this is an example of the quality. They did have a second version of the satellite blow up in Rocket Lab's failed launch.
Were they doing
summer?
Some like NASA thing with that? Is that why it blew up?
No. So
I say thumbs up to strapping Canon cameras to rockets and having them.
Isn't that only
the
like a 24 megapixel image though? Or is there 5D Mark III the lineup where they have the option for closer to 40 megapixels?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Unless it's at least 150 megapixels, I send it back.
It's.
Are they allowed to use pixel shift technology?
It's sure.
Fitted. Are they having on a in-body image stabilization?
Are you just shift? Saying camera terms?
Yeah, I'm just saying camera terms and like getting like angry about it like camera people do on their, yeah, well, maybe if they had the, maybe if you want to use old SD cards, you'd use the 5D Mark III. Why aren't you using the more sophisticated CFast cards? I know they're more expensive, but they take higher resolution images. You know, I could say all kinds of angry camera stuff, but instead I'm just going to say, thumbs down.
Here, maybe this will help you.
Damn it.
It provides a 36-inch ground resolution within a 2x3-mile frame.
Yes, yeah, I'm often taking images with that breadth, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I like how on Facebook you posted the live link with a GIF from Bridgerton.
I do often want to be able to read what's all the fuck the way over there a lot.
I give this one a thumbs down because they don't have it actually running live. If they had a live camera up there that I could take a picture with, then we
yeah, if
talk.
This were a live camera and you got like your literal 15 minutes of fame where you could go take, I mean, you know they can't do that because people would be abusing the hell out of it. It would be like the highest altitude dick pics.
Yes, I was going to say. And I was like, the whole time I was thinking, what? So a new way to send dick pics?
It would be a freaking nightmare.
It'll never happen.
People are assholes, and we can't have nice things.
People. Speaking of people with assholes, a guy apparently ate a toothpick.
That is amazing.
And confirmed. Really got a toothpick stuck in his butt for months. So
the most annoying part of this article is on the photo. There are two of the toothpicks that I've spotted that are facing the wrong direction.
Somebody what? Do a good job.
Up at the top.
The top one. Yep. The very one at the top, and then there's one towards the lower, like, mid left.
No, there's one immediately like, to the right of the top.
Yeah, there's one, like,
son of a
over.
Bitch.
Three. And there's a hair?
Oh, my God.
Well, it looks like there's a hair in the toothpicks.
Yum.
Gross.
I'm sorry, sir. Band-Aid was holding the fingernail on.
Oh, yeah, that one is backwards. Oh, yeah, that is a hair.
Periscope.
Yeah, you like that reference, Brian?
Yeah.
No. Oh, usually people even think that movie's...
Come on, breakfast! Yeah.
God damn it, Buckman! What does he say? You fat-ass moron! Or is it, he might call him a fat-ass retard, which is not, like, appropriate anymore, but... He's like, there's a fingernail in my food! Yesterday, it was a Band-Aid! Well, I'm sorry,
the Band-Aid
sir.
Was holding on the fingernail!
I mean, the real question I have is how long would you go experiencing pain along your right buttock and thigh before you went to see a doctor?
If I hadn't immediately adjacently swallowed a damn toothpick, probably a while.
I don't know, you think you watch we've watched like Dr. Pimple Popper and these people will be, well, she'll say, how long have you had this growth, you know, on the side there? Oh, I don't know, 40 years, you know, and you're like, I would have had that thing cut off a long time ago. So you're right. I mean, that toothpick could have been poking him in the butt for a long time.
I mean, the worst part about it, Dave, is not just how long it was, but that he didn't even know it was the toothpick. He just thought he had pain for something else. And when they went to go do surgery, they're like, oh, actually, no, you have a toothpick stuck in your butt.
It didn't show up
Japan.
Until they did the MRI.
So I want to get really specific here. Was it in his colon? Was it lodged in a sphincter?
They say
well,
in
they did
his
an MRI,
rectum.
So it was inside somewhere.
It was
in his
a
rectum.
It was a rectum.
In a rectum.
He calls him a fat ass moron, is what he calls him. this stuff's been on the Stingray since Korea, and then he tries it, and he's like, I don't know, sir, it still tastes like cream corn. And he goes, except it's deviled ham. God, I love this movie.
How is this article longer than the last one? The last one was about like science and cameras and taking pictures at 17,000 miles an hour, 17,000 miles per hour from 8 miles up. This is about a toothpick in a butt, and it is a longer article. This is just ridiculous.
Well, the article is actually shorter, but our conversation about it is longer.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say thumbs poisoning. Up for a PSA about not eating toothpicks.
Yes, that is that's perfect. I love it.
I say thumbs up too. I don't know why, but you just got to vote for this.
Yeah, sure. I'll give a thumbs up for toothpicks up the butt.
Depends on how they got there. Logan,
I just wanted
the other
to say
way.
That. That's the only reason I'm giving it a thumbs up, because I just wanted to say toothpicks up the butt.
Toothpicks up the butt.
Something you don't need toothpicks for, though, is drinking beer, which apparently Bud Light is going to help you with by putting your beer inside of a projector.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be a console.
That is the best way to keep it cool.
Is this projector in outer space?
No. Projectors are notoriously cool running devices.
Yeah, so not
every
only,
time I touch my projector, I'm like, oh man, it's so frosty.
So, you know, you could probably pair this with your KFC chicken console that keeps your chicken warm, and pair it with your nice warm Bud Light that you're running your projector off of.
Why do they keep Hello Fellow Kidsing us?
Who's Hello Kiddying us?
I have no
Hello
idea.
Hello Fellow Kidsing us. Like, this is just, like, yet another product that never needed to see the light of day, and whoever greenlit should be tossed out of an airlock.
Are you referring to the KFC cons? KFC
console? Any of it.
Because that definitely did need to see the light of day.
And are you, whatever are the- you also, wait, are you also referring to Quibi? Bunch
the
of billionaires just throwing around money for
I
no goddamn
don't
reason.
Know. This the seems like a pretty
Quibi.
Cool thing.
But you don't know what a Quibi is?
No.
Well, that was like the company that existed for a whole 1 month.
And you got the football phone.
No.
That's anyone remember?
Sports Illustrated would this. Send you a phone.
If you ordered Sports Illustrated, you got the football phone.
Oh, so you
why
can look super
do you need
cool?
a football phone? Why don't you need a football phone? I say you need a beer box that also projects the game or projects whatever.
You ought to have to justify your regular boring-ass phone to me.
This is amazing.
This is amazing.
Does that thing have beer in it and it also is projecting the game on a wall? Wah! That's what I'm thinking. Something like that.
Is it disposable? It doesn't look like it. It looks like you would put more Bud Light should you decide to purchase more Bud Light.
Exactly.
Actually, there's not just a projector. It's also a PC, so it could be a console.
We are not asking the right question.
I don't understand what the hell you just
said.
What is the right question?
Can it play Crysis?
Probably not.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The original one? Yeah, probably.
I don't think so.
You know, I'm going to have to give this one a thumbs down. I don't understand who the hell's coming up with this stuff.
I give it 2 dilly dillies.
Dilly dilly. And we just got sued.
I'm trying to look at it to see what it costs, and I have to put in my age because I have to be of age.
Don't worry, it brings you to a 404
of legal
page.
Drinking age to enter this site. I have to be of legal drinking age to look at a box.
To look at a console,
Ryan.
Yeah.
If
it's asking you,
the truth.
You are definitely not old enough.
Because you can't handle the truth.
January 1st. How far back does this thing go?
1900.
Probably.
And then question the man.
1910. That's how old I am. Yes, I am of legal age.
Are you sure?
Oh. Nope, it won't show me anything.
Yeah, 404 is because the auction ended.
Anyway.
Oh, this was an auction.
Yeah, it started at
like
100
bucks. I like that every week we're ending our topics with something related to beer.
Who won it? Little John?
Does somebody need to go for a beer run? Is that what you're hinting at here?
Wasn't it Little John, those commercials, the down for whatever Bud Light commercials where
Little John Wayne.
The person would like open the can and then like the helicopter would come in and pick him up and take him to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, if Bud Light was like, hey, would you like us to pick you up? To be like down for anything?
Are you down for whatever?
Yeah, Bud Light, you're going to pay for something awesome so that you make an awesome commercial. And of course, yeah, sure, whatever.
Or is it up for whatever? Hell if I know.
Sure, why not? I think with that, we're going to go ahead and switch over to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Yeah, I got an idea for him.
You got an idea, Silas? All right.
Yeah, I do. I want Elon to make a, I wanted to make a, an attachment in the back of every Tesla, because it'd have to live in the trunk. Okay. But a Tesla based Tesla-quila holder that keeps your Tesla-quila at the right temperature in the back of the vehicle, that also projects a video game on like a projector, and you can play from the steering wheel, but only while the car's in park. I don't know. Just write down, Silas said bullshit, blah, blah, blah. We can all vote Tesla on that.
We're wanting to create that.
I got a special cooler for Teslas that keeps your Tesla Quilla at the perfect temperature and projects video games from the trunk.
Didn't the guy who did the car mods on MTV kind of do that? Like, pretty projector much out the back.
But did it keep the Tesla Quilla at the right temperature?
I don't think that had been invented.
That's a
yet.
Crucial part. It's like, it's like in Star Trek when they had the dilithium crystals to make, you know, the pod racers run.
Deploy
right.
The Mylar sails.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I think that sounds like an interesting idea. Yeah, I thumbs
up for
Tesla
Quilla. Yeah, I'm going to say thumbs up. Whatever that was, I'm going to say thumbs up.
I'm going to just send it right on over to Elon and see what he says to say that.
You know, I think that...
I have a thought about it. I'm inspired by our earlier article about the was it Bud Light?
Who picks up the butt?
Right, was Bud Light?
What about it?
Well, literally the last topic
that you get a yeah, I can't remember that far back. That a bigger, more a plastic cooler made out of that stuff that from earlier. You know, the stuff that you used to
box?
Ship. Yeah, the packing stuff. A much larger cooler.
Made by Yeti?
Packing. Yeah. And in that, you would have a projector and a computer and room for 24 cans of beer. And it keep and it's kept cool. And you can ship it anywhere.
Okay. You want
going with this?
You want to be able to ship beer.
And a computer.
I like this.
And a projector in a plastic thing.
You know, I like this idea. You know, yeah, if I want to go somewhere and I'm going to go out into the middle of nowhere and I'm like, you know what I'm going to need? Beer and my computer. And you
and
just say, and a projector. And you're like, you know, I'm just going to put it, I'm just going to take my box of beer, computer, projector shit and put a label on it, ship it to the middle of nowhere, and then I can use it.
Yep.
So wait, this is shipping,
you get it.
This is shipping more beer.
Yep.
Yeah, then I don't have to carry it out there. You know, why would I want to carry beer out to the middle of nowhere? I'll just ship it there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Fantastic.
I'm on board.
Okay.
You know,
I'll give that a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up for that. I think Mr. Musk should, you know, we talked about all these consoles, you know, but he hasn't, he has video games built into the Tesla, but I think maybe he should make a video game console shaped like a Tesla that simulates driving.
Yes.
A Tesla.
Yes. That, you know what?
One.
That is exactly what the cigarette market did when they had candy cigarettes. And I think it's an excellent approach that he should take to get every child saying, I want to drive a Tesla. And they just don't think that any other car works.
The kids will learn how to drive their Tesla before they even know how to drive a Tesla.
Yeah, I remember when candy cigarettes were the original gateway drug.
Makes sense.
We all learned how to smoke with them, and then that just made it easier to go right to cigarettes. So.
Obviously, you're a hardcore smoker. Three packs a day.
Well,
three packs
still,
of candy cigarettes.
I've never progressed to actual tobacco.
He just eats candy.
I just eat candy.
I like it. It's a gateway drug to all those other harder candies. All those, you know,
like Warheads.
Jolly Ranchers.
Warheads.
Sweet Tart.
Warheads.
Sweet Tart. Warheads.
All right. Who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
Nah. He's gotten enough from me. I'll pitch whenever he does one of our ideas.
Okay. That is Matt's pitch. I give him a thumbs up on that.
Yeah, I don't got anything this week.
Nothing for Dave. All right.
Nothing for Dave. Come on, Dave.
Mr. Logan over there.
Huh? Wait. Did we do the last article already?
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
What have you been doing? Oh,
you guys are just harassing me for not being able to remember. You didn't even know we did a last article.
I'd like Elon Musk to come up with a computer that is affordable and actually does everything I need it to without crashing.
Just get a better computer.
You want to buy... You want him to make the perfect computer.
It's the affordable part that's killing me. No, that's not my pitch.
So you want to buy an Apple.
Oh!
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure I could crash an Apple just about as fast as I crash a PC.
I mean, Silas does nothing good. You try. He crashes it all the time.
Well, oh, you're right. I couldn't crash an Apple as fast as I could crash a PC because Apple doesn't run any of the programs that I use.
Boot camp.
Because the shit that you use is like running on Windows 98.
Well, hey, you know, maybe that's my problem. Maybe I should
always say it with an air of superiority. You're like,
when Windows works.
My programs don't even run on Apple. But in fact, it's like, my program's so old. How old is it? It's running on Windows 98. I still use MDOS prompt.
My audio processing software collects Social Security.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I'll give that a thumbs up. I don't know what Logan was saying, but thumbs up for Social Security.
I'll say like Logan's pitch is Social Security for software programs.
My audio processing software is old enough to view this content.
So, what does Elon Musk use to run his rockets? Does he use Apple or PC? What's he use, Apple or PC?
Cobalt.
He
uses
a
Musk computer, right? He uses his own computer. We want both, so they work.
Musk OS.
It's the same computer that he uses to run the Tesla. What kind of computer
Frank,
is that?
How you been? I've been good. I got a new Musk. Really? I guess I didn't smell anything new.
Seriously, what kind of computer does he use to run the Tesla?
I don't know. So for the, I actually read about this not too recently. For the Tesla, I don't remember. I thought we were talking about SpaceX.
It's the same thing.
So for rockets,
it's a Tesla product with a computer in it.
What are they called? There's a specific name for the type of OS.
Linux.
WORKS.
No. They're called. I'm trying to find it. I just read an article about this a couple months ago.
When was the last time your Tesla was hacked, or that it didn't work right?
Who knows?
It's currently being hacked at this moment.
Dave, sorry, I haven't been talking to you guys for a while because I'm hacking his Tesla right now.
I wish I could remember the name of the actual OS. There's a couple out there. There's an open source one, I believe.
Is it a Unix or a Linux base?
It's not that easy of an answer.
And it works. That's all Logan wanted was a computer that works.
I play on Epic Graphics on a lot of my games, like just pedal to the metal, and I'm still crashing this thing.
Well, you got a TI something or rather?
Yeah. Maybe I just need to stop buying Intel.
That could very easily
it.
Be the SLI.
Think or so? The PPLC.
I think I'm still crashing those.
Well, anyway,
Matt can keep looking for that. We'll report back on next week's episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Or if you want, you can check us out on Twitter and maybe we'll tweet it. I don't know. Don't count on it. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. At some particular time, somewhere around now, if you can find us. If you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you do have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
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 Goodbye.